اهدنا الصراط المستقيم.
Sir, because Allah is one, and if we regard Allah to be our destination at the end of this path, then that path has to be one. But we could argue and say that, look, the destination or the goal being one doesn't necessitate that the path is one, because they could come from different places. We could start at different points and all of them are going to the same goal. So why can there not be multiple paths? Why is the Sirat just one? So this is an interesting question which Ayatollah Jawadi tries to tackle. And he says that it's not just the case that the goal is one. It's also the case that the beginning is one. Why? Because where do we start in terms of our guidance? When we are born and when we start growing up, there is a form of guidance that we have already within us. And that is known as the fitrah. And this fitrah is that thing which is in all of us. Yes, it is stronger and weaker depending on how much we are listening to it and how much we are following it and in different people. But that fitrah is the same within all of us. It is the way we have been created. We have been fashioned in such a way that naturally we want to, or we are being pulled to a particular destination and taking a particular path. And so if the fitrah comes from Allah, Allah is the one who has created us on this fitrah. فَتَرَ اللَّهُ النَّاسَ عَلَيْهَا. Then the goal is one and the starting point is also one. But that's still not solved it. Why? Because you could have different paths that are connecting the beginning and destination. You could have multiple routes. Just like when you go and you take a taxi or you follow a particular path on the map, you see that there is, I don't know, congestion over here and traffic on this one. Even though it's the shorter one, I'll take this other one. It's the same starting point, it's the same end. But this is where we realize that the Sirat, we said, is that direct, straight road. And so, if we have one starting point, we have one destination, and the Sirat is a straight path, a direct path, then there can only be one path. In other words, the beginning is just one, and the end is also just one, and they are both Allah. Allah is the one who has created us with the fitrah, and it is to Him we are returning. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Now look at this verse. Indeed, we belong to Allah. If we belong to Allah, we already talked about this when we were referring to Maliki Yawmiddin, that if He is our Malik, it's not like an ownership that we have between ourselves in this world. It's a real ownership. He's the one who's given us our existence. He owns us fully. The only way to own us fully is if we are completely from Him. If we are not from Him, if I own a pen or a car or a house, I haven't created it, and that's what allows me to sell it on to somebody else afterwards. But if I am the one who has originated that thing is linked to me. I can't separate from it. And so when Allah is saying that we belong to Him, it's that real ownership that cannot separate. He can't pass it on to somebody else and say, now this other person owns you. No, that would be a false ownership. The real ownership has to be linked to the owner. And so when we say inna lillahi, it literally translates as we belong to Allah. But that's why we sometimes hear in the translations, we are from Allah. It doesn't say from Allah, but that's what's implied. When we belong to Allah in that real sense of ownership, we can only be from Him. Not only that, وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. And to Him we are returning. Can you see this translation here? There are three ways we could have translated it. We could say, and to Him we will return. But the verse isn't saying that. It's not saying we will return to Him at a later point. Here I've translated as we are returning. But to be very precise, that raji'un isn't even a verb. It's not this idea of returning. It's being used as we are the returners. What's the difference? The difference here is that it's not bound by time now. Like a verb is bound by time. I did it, I am doing it, I will do it. It's in one of these three tenses. Whereas a noun, if you think about the idea of returning or a returner, he's not bound by one of these three. So when Allah is telling us, وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ, that means we are constantly returning to Him. Just like we are constantly being given our existence and our guidance, in the same way we are constantly returning to Him. So, He is the start, and He is also the end of the journey.